personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leaf.
We're back with Robin Glasgow, and we're so excited. She's the managing partner at Bamboo Global Healthcare Advisors, and she's telling us about how coronavirus, the bad, the ugly, the terrible, has spurred pivoting and innovation and has been the rocket ship that's launching telehealth, which is going to change your doctor's office. It's going to change your hospital. It's going to change clinical care as you know it. And she's not just telling this nonsense. She's on the board of ATA, which have been driving this for, I don't even know. Well, Robin, you tell us, how long has ATA been doing this type of thing?
Long time. I should know this. It's probably in my board handbook on page one.
Well, fake it till you make it. We're going to go with 15 years. We've decided ATA. I don't know if it's true or not, but if we say it on the air, it sounds good.
23rd birthday.
Yeah, so 23rd. And we'll have cake. It'll be delicious. Robin's going to be DJing, like we said before. You'll love it. Bring your mother. So in your practice as a advisor, as a strategist, mm-hmm. you've worked with some significant companies. So it's not just your local mom and pop that's doing like, let's do audiovisual healthcare where someone could just check in. These are major players making changes. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, I don't know. Many of your listeners probably have not heard of this small mom and pop called Walmart.
I know the Waltons. They come over for dinner all the time. You know them
nice.
Too? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get adopted by that family since I was a little kid. They keep saying no.
Wow.
I'm that weird guy that's at their door going, Can I come in?
Security.
I think they're
going
to call the cops. Yeah. So tell me about Walmart.
Yeah, so Walmart is doing something that is truly, truly innovative. And actually, for those who've been in healthcare for a while, they might remember that Walmart started this $4 prescription back in the mid-2000s. And I remember my employer at the time, I was at Kaiser Permanente, I remember sitting across from the chief actuary who said that they'll never be able to sustain that. And I just remember looking at him like, it's Walmart.
Yeah.
And so Walmart,
and that's why actuaries aren't strategists. I just want to point that out. I actually have known a few actuaries. They could tell you why everything's going to fail. That's their job. Like, they find failure.
Yeah. That sucks. I wouldn't want that job. So I just wouldn't want it. That's not a happy place.
No.
Walmart has been in healthcare for a while. Their pharmacies in this groundbreaking $4 pharmacy that they pledged and they continue to maintain to this day helped to catapult them into the game. And what has really been groundbreaking is last year when Walmart decided to open health and wellness centers. They have two open, and there's another one that will be opening in Georgia. Dallas, Georgia. Who knew there was a
yeah, right?
Dallas in Georgia. In Calhoun, Georgia.
Right, I didn't know
that
either.
Right in the heart of where Walmart does exceptional, right? They are middle America. They are for your the town. I love Dallas. I love Calhoun. The people are great. But what they've done is that they have put primary care, audiology, pharmacy, you have mental health, you have dentistry under one roof.
Wait a second. So I just want to make sure, Robin, I'm hearing you correctly. Walmart has a multifunctioning doctor's office. Is that what I'm because you used health and wellness center, but like I can go and I can get like my teeth cleaned, and at the same day they can help me with my stomach problem because I drink that Pepto.
Absolutely.
Like, wait, you shouldn't drink Pepto for dinner, but I just the pink stuff, that's the stuff
Pepto.
For me.
Yeah,
the Pepto.
Yeah. So you can go into Walmart and get some sort of over-the-counter product and then go to the doctor
in the same place.
You can go to Walmart, you can pick up a jar of pickles, and then you can walk to the other side and go through these amazing doors, and you see a beautifully designed medical center. And if you Google Walmart Health, it has all the services there that they offer. But what's most important, what we know as Walmart in terms of their low prices, high quality, they have brought that to health and wellness. And so, you know, there was a lot of questions around, wow, okay, so will the guy that is helping me find tires also be the guy that's helping me, you know, fix my teeth,
weird.
Right?
Real
no,
weird.
No, that's,
yeah,
that's
no,
really weird.
No good.
Those are real questions.
Yeah.
Those are real questions. And no, Walmart, the head of Walmart Health, John Savinsky, he's someone you have to get on this show. He's a hoot and a half, and he is a maverick. That guy is bold thinker. And really was planful in terms of how he wanted Walmart to play in this space. So as of this moment, you do not need insurance. Sorry for all my insurance people. You do not need insurance to access Walmart Health and Wellness.
Which is groundbreaking.
For one main reason.
Yeah, tell me.
Because you can pay for it out of the change you find underneath your car in that crevice that you can never get to. And
tell
your
me.
Seat cushions. You can get your teeth cleaned for about $40. You can get your
what's the level of service you're getting though? Like I know people that want their fancy doctors.
Well, Lauren, it's not that only people in Walmart that have like three teeth are getting their teeth cleaned. It's for a full mouth of clean.
Okay.
I want you to understand that. Lauren's looking at me like, is it per the tooth? Like what's going?
No, it is the service. So. What another area that will differentiate Walmart Health from everyone else, not just the cost or the price to the consumer, but in terms of the service. So Walmart has spent a lot of time on trying to get the service right. But as if anyone has ever been a patient, it is a hot butter mess trying to navigate the healthcare system. It is not I've been in this industry my entire career, and it is like trying to learn it all over again every time I engage.
What, like you have to go to the PCP and get a referral?
Well, it's painful, Lauren. That's what
yeah.
you're saying. But
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I want to hear more about how bold John is, because I'm liking, in all seriousness, I make
John,
a lot of jokes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I make a lot of jokes on the show. But I want to be in all seriousness, Robin. This is creating a major, like you said, the change in your car. I'm just shifting for a second. This is providing healthcare to those of us that don't have access, and people need healthcare. I don't know if you looked me up. I looked you up. But my background is I have a master's in public health. And what we find is that people that don't approach primary care interventions become very expensive in tertiary interventions.
Yeah.
And what that means is if you're afraid to go to the doctor when you have the sniffles, and that sniffles become something terrible, you're going to be a hospital patient that costs a tremendous amount of money. So this access that they're providing at Walmart and what you're talking about, this bold vision, I want to hear more about this, how I can use my change to fix my teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's spot on. And there's a great deal of energy and effort focused on the prevention side. So let's catch the sniffle before you're becoming a hospital patient. Let's catch it early. And so you can get a same day appointment. You can get, pay for it without having to mortgage your home. And you will have awareness of what you're going to pay before you walk in the door. No surprises.
So I'm hearing
what it is.
I'm hearing transparency. I'm hearing price. And I'm hearing ease of use. So I want to focus on the ease of use part, because I'm thinking that what's going on now and everyone being home and the advent of telehealth is going to be interplaying. How is Walmart doing telehealth?
Walmart is knee-deep in telehealth. So actually, one of the associates at Walmart is very connected to the ATA. Dr. Tom is very connected to ATA. And so they are taking learnings from ATA. They're taking learnings from, you know, others who have spent their careers in making sure that when doing telehealth that they're getting it right. What makes Sean bold is that he does not wait, because he knows that this is a crisis and there are many Americans that are literally dying without this service. So he is like, let's just go, and we're not going to short on the quality, but in terms of some of the features to make it even easier for people to use.
So let's talk
we
features.
We will build as we go.
I want to know
so
a feature.
With telehealth.
Yeah.
So,
what do I get? I drive to Georgia because, you know, the devil went down to Georgia. I'm going to go with the devil to Georgia, and I want to know what I'm getting when I go over to Georgia. What am I getting as far as telehealth? Can I make appointments digitally?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Can I consult with someone digitally?
Yes, you can.
So what you're telling me is before I'm even in that doctor's office, I could be engaging with them and I don't have to be on hold waiting for a receptionist and having them tell me the doctor's going to call me back and never call me back. They got this organized operationally efficiently.
I am not going to go that far.
Ha! You never say that when you're consulting. You like that? That was good.
I am not going to go that far.
That sells you out of a job where they're too efficient. Sorry.
I know. I am not going to go that far. But, you know, here's the difference, I will say. Here's truly the difference. If you look up any, pick a health plan, pick a hospital, pick a provider, most of them will have something around their vision mission about being patient-centered. And I've worked for a number of these, and I would say I have witnessed the antithesis of patient-centered. Not in, always in terms of the quality of care, but in terms of the ease, the convenience, the transparency, sometimes the quality. I've had a couple of personal experiences that just were criminal. But what Walmart is doing, and I applaud them for, when they are living patient first.
So that's a key word. I want to say that again. Living patient first. And if you're a listener, yeah. If you're a doctor, if you run a hospital, the person that's helping Walmart get there is Robin Glasgow, and she's the managing partner at Bamboo Global Healthcare Advisors. I want my medicine to be transparent. I want it to be priced right, and I want digital access to telehealth because, as we all discussed, I get the cooties when I go into these places. If you're like me and you want this type of information, you can contact Robin at 202-945-2380. Stay on with us. Next, we have Kathan Badani, the head of robotic surgery at Mount Sinai. Stay tuned.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a rental property, flipping a home, opening a successful business? This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lee.